Housing experts from across Canada say the current approach to housing is broken.
The housing that has been produced through those programs is not affordable.
Speaking in Montreal, Ricardo Tranjan, a housing researcher at the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, says he was initially optimistic about the Liberals' national housing strategy back in 2017 when it was launched. But now, he says, the government has given far too much money to private developers and not enough to social housing.
Under the national housing strategy, we allocated $15 billion for private development supports. And we allocated $1.5 billion to non-market housing, meaning social housing, non-for-profit housing, co-op housing. The first type of housing is proved not to be affordable. The second type of housing is proved to be affordable. And yet we allocated 10 times more to the non-affordable option.
Tranjan was in Montreal for a conference on housing justice, held by the social solidarity group SEES from March 7th to 9th. The event brought together researchers with tenant organizers who say the situation on the ground is dire.
We even have, like yesterday, a case of a woman that had the cancer and she's still living. She was living at her son's place, and then now she don't have any place to stay and she might end up in the street. So we actually have a lot of really crisis situation that's happening, and it's just getting worse.
Catherine Lussier is with the FRAPRU, an umbrella organization pushing for social housing in Quebec. Here in Quebec, there's a system of housing committees that help tenants in tough situations. But Lucie says they can't keep up with the demand.
We have like a lot of our members that are mentioning having like 30 calls by day from different tenants looking for help, different situation, and sometimes it's unsolvable situations.
Lucie wants the federal government to invest in social housing as much as it did before the 1990s, when the budget for housing was cut. But social housing takes time to build. Bruno de Bruzin, an organizer at Toronto's York Southwestern Tenants Union, says the government needs to provide solutions now.
If we're going to have an ambitious federal government, we should be calling for a rent freeze across the country. We're not talking about something that new or even radical, things that have happened before.
If the government fails to act, de Bruzin says, we can expect tenants to take matters into their own hands. In the past 5 years, his union has organized two rent strikes in Toronto, where hundreds of tenants withheld their rent to avoid a major increase.
There is an element of desperation that people are looking for help, but then the flip side of that is that people are also looking to organize more radical strategies that maybe they would have considered in a different situation.
He came to Montreal because he'd like to see more tenants adopt those tactics. Not only for their sakes, but to push for broader change.
It's a small scale, because even if we're talking about 500 units, it's still a small scale for a city. But I think what that does is first create also a counter-narrative that you don't just have to wait for a government or a party to resolve an issue, that you can take matters into your own hands as a group of tenants. But I think as we scale it up, is going to have to change the national conversation, because it forces people to respond to it.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bougel with the Local Journalism Initiative.